This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Michigan Department of Transportation has announced there will be some lane closures while routine inspections are done on bridges in Saginaw, Aranac, Tuscola, St. Clair, and Sanilac counties. Traffic will be controlled with lane closures on all of the structures. Flagging operations will also be in place on M13, M24, and M19. On June the 22nd, there will be lane closures to inspect bridges on M13 over the Cass River in Saginaw County and US 23 over the Rifle River in Aranac County. There will be a lane closure on M24 in Ellington Street, Mertz Road over the Cass River in Tuscola County on June 23rd. Lane closures on eastbound and westbound I-94 over the Pine River in Clare County on June the 24th, lane closures on M46 over the Tittabawassee River in Saginaw County on June the 25th, and on June the 26th, there will be lane closures on M19 over the middle branch of the Cass River in Sanilac County, as well as M19 over the Cass River in Sanilac County. Because the work is weather dependent, the inspection schedule is subject to change as needed. And another news for today. The Arbela Township Board of Trustees have approved an election issue. The Board of Supervisors for Arbela, Tuscola Township, and Millington Township have each approved an agreement regarding elections in 2026 and 2027. The agreement covers early voting for a regular election as well as the 3 days of early voting for special elections. The agreement had already been approved by the other participating clerks, but Arbela's board had to officially accept the agreement, which was done at the last township meeting. Under Michigan's new election law, residents can start casting their ballot before the general election for candidates and ballot issues several days before the November election. Because of the extended voting, most counties have established one voting location for several municipalities. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Does your air conditioning not blow cold? Then you need to come get your vehicle serviced at Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. We have the equipment and refrigerant to work on every make, every model, every year. This week I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT double cab. It has a Z71 off-road package, four-wheel drive, and is very clean for the year. It has a 5.3-liter V8 engine, Bluetooth, backup camera, towing package, and only 70,000 miles. We're asking $22,380. We also just got in a 2024 GMC Terrain SLE front-wheel drive. It has remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and more. Like new with 24,000 miles and still covered by the original manufacturer warranty, we're asking $23,980. If you need a reliable third-row SUV, we have a 2021 GMC Acadia SLE, all-wheel drive, remote start, 3.6 V6 engine, and 77,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up, we have a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, it gets decent fuel economy, has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, backup camera, power liftgate, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and a lot more. Come take it for a test drive, 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. When the 2026 through 2027 academic year begins in the Ubley School District, students will be able to take on a new class. Village Chief Anthony Wood and Officer David Roth became certified in order to teach classes regarding hunter safety. To purchase a hunting license in Michigan, an individual born on or after January the 1st of 1960 is required to successfully complete an approved hunter education course. The school district's Board of Education approved having a hunter's safety class as part of the curriculum during the next school year. All first-time hunters are required to take and pass a hunter safety course to be able to purchase a hunting license in order to be able to hunt legally. And another news for today. Huron County District Court yesterday addressed the case of Brett Mitchell Stern, who faces a felony charge of assaulting a police officer, resisting or obstructing, punishable by up to 2 years in prison. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated. The prosecution will file an amended complaint for the felony charge. A not guilty plea was entered for the misdemeanor. A probable cause conference is set for July 2nd of 2026 and a preliminary exam for July the 10th. Bond was set at $5,000, 10%. Conditions include no alcohol or controlled substances. Mr. Stern is permitted to leave Michigan for work with coordination through pretrial services. Pretrial services will also determine monitoring for dining in establishments where alcohol is served. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.